Before we go on, I want to take a moment to thank the sponsor of today's episode, which is Armoire. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, you just swap them out for more new to you styles. I will admit I was a little skeptical at first because I'm not the type of person who dresses up very often, but you guys, this is actually so perfect and I'm genuinely so excited about this new membership with Armoire. And I want to tell you what the process was like for me. I got onto their website and I mean, there were so much to choose from. I ended up choosing 6 items and I was kind of like, we'll see what happens, you know, not sure how they were going to arrive, if they were going to be like noticeably used or what. But listen, 2 days after I placed my like case order, it showed up on my doorstep. Everything was like, when I pulled it out of the bag, everything was neatly folded and then tied up in this really pretty little bow. And I got so excited. I'm actually taking a trip to Dallas with my daughter soon, so I'm gonna wear an outfit for that. Austin and I are gonna go to a Teddy Swims concert, so I got an outfit for that. I'm like, you guys, I'm so excited about this because everything showed up in great condition. I mean, I think it looks brand new. And it's $900 worth of clothes that I'm renting for less than $100. And the best part for me is that I can just send it back. I don't typically dress up that often, but this is so perfect for like the random occasions that I do dress up without having to go and like splurge on an entire new outfit that I might only wear once. I will be honest, I feel guilty that over half of my closet has only been worn once, if at all. And there are even a few items that are going to Goodwill with the tags on them. So I love being on trend and having new things to wear, but I hate the waste that I'm creating when I do that, right? So Armoire allows me to rent these high quality designer clothes for any occasion and then just send it back. If you've got a wedding or a job interview or just like anything that you just want to kind of dress up a little bit. But the nice thing is they also have athleisure. So I got this really cute Kate Spade anorak jacket that I can wear with like a pair of leggings, and it just kind of makes you feel a little more dressed up while you're still dressed down. I also got some really cool floral wide leg pants from Steve Madden with this really cute denim halter like front vest top to go with it. And just in case that doesn't work out, I got another option too to go with the pants, and then I can have like kind of 2 outfits in one. You guys, I cannot tell you enough how excited I am about this. And right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/mama. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/mama to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Please try Armoire today. And if you do, tag me in the pictures of your outfits so I can get some inspiration and kind of see what y'all are getting. But this is so fun. I'm really, really excited about this. Thanks again to Armoire for sponsoring today's episode. And now back to the story.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration.
Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things that people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see what you can save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
This episode is brought to you by Polestar. There's only one true way to experience the all-electric luxury SUV Polestar 3, and that's to take a test drive. It can go from 0 to 60 in as little as 4.8 seconds with the dynamic handling of a sports car. But to truly understand how it commands the road, you need to be behind the wheel. Up to 350 miles of range, the 3D surround sound system by Bowers & Wilkins, it's all something you have to experience to believe. So book your test drive for Polestar 3 today at Polestar.com.
Welcome back to Mama Mystery. I am your host, Kelly.
And I am your co-host, Austin.
And we tried to do that intro just now, and then Austin knocked over a bunch of stuff that I have sitting on the floor, which is probably really my own fault, but it's just a very small space we're working with. But if you want to hear that blooper, stick around to the end. Are you ready for today's case?
Yeah, that was a hell of an intro. Go ahead.
Okay. Today we're talking about a case that is so wild, I can't believe it didn't get more media coverage. This is a story about a literal teenager, Austin, who faked being a doctor for a surprisingly long time. And I mean, when you think about it, this is a guy who had absolutely no qualifications, but he was literally out there treating patients and running a medical clinic.
This is going to be interesting because two reasons. Number one, this is like Catch Me If You Can, the movie.
Yes.
Which I love that movie. And if you haven't seen Catch Me If You Can, great movie. Number two, I went through a phase when I was younger where I thought about doing this kind of stuff. And I used to look up all kinds of ridiculous stuff. And then I'm glad I didn't go down that road. Number three. Number three, and I didn't look into being a fake doctor. I just always thought it was fascinating. I didn't really look into that. Let me clarify. I used to think it was really interesting. You could get like fake birth certificates and fake death certificates. And there was a site, I don't remember what it was called. It was something like createanewlife.com or something. And you could go on there and buy a death certificate, buy a birth certificate, a new social security card, a new identification. And you could like create this whole new life. And I never thought about it for real, but I was always like enamored by it because it was interesting.
This worries me because there is currently a story that's all over media right now, mm-hmm. of this man who just faked his own death and then flew to Canada and then some Eastern European country and is like living a whole new life. And it was found out because back in August, I believe. Now, this is all off the top of my head, so if I'm wrong, don't come for me. But he faked his own death by saying he was going to go kayaking at a lake and then flipping the kayak over and then biking somewhere to like get across the Canada border. And then it was found out that he had faked his death because they had searched the lake forever, obviously never found him. But then they found these conversations that he was having online with some foreign woman. And then there was also footage that came out of him just last week where this woman was doing these interviews on the side of the like boardwalk. Mm-hmm. And she was just pulling people aside. Like, if you need advice, like, let me know what you need advice on. And this guy strolls up and it's this guy. But he doesn't say his name. It's just like you have to know the situation to put it all together. But this guy stops and he's like, well, okay, I need advice. What should I do if I just like want to start a new life? And she's like, well, are you married? Do you have kids? Yes, he's married. Yes, he has kids.
No way.
And she's like, well, I think you need to have a conversation with your wife then. And in this interview, he's like, yeah, I don't know, though. Like, I kind of just want to leave and start fresh. Like, I'm paraphrasing, obviously. But in hindsight now, it's like very wild. Alarming that this happened, because now he's in another country. Nobody knows exactly where he is, but because this has gained so much public attention, he sent a video to police, a proof of life video, saying, yeah, I'm alive, I'm not in the US, and I have no intentions of coming back.
Holy shit. So see, I never actually planned on doing that. That was a stupid thing to say, but I think it's interesting, and that's crazy.
It is wild that people do this, and they the lengths they go to
tell a lie.
Yeah,
it's wild.
We're seeing it a lot lately on Mama Mystery, between the Matty Russo case and then this case, and obviously this other side case we're talking about. It's just, why are people doing this?
The other reason I think this is so interesting is because I've always had this theory of like, okay, first of all, I think diplomas are like overrated, obviously. And you have a lot of people who, a lot of jobs where, oh, you have to have your diploma. You have to have your diploma or your, is it my diploma? What I'm saying? Or degree, whatever. Mm-hmm. So maybe not diplomas are overrated. You get what I'm saying? The point is, you apply for this job. They never ask to see your diploma. They never ask to see your degree. So you could probably go apply for something that like, oh, you have to have this degree and you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. It is scary.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to stop talking. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the person we're talking about today is a man named Malachi Love Robinson, but you might know him by his nickname, Dr. Love. You may have even seen memes about this guy. You should look those up while we're talking. But let me tell you, this story is way more than just internet jokes, because Malachi wasn't just pretending to be a doctor for fun, like catch me if you can. He was scamming people out of thousands of dollars and putting real patients at risk. And what's crazy is how long he got away with it. So we're going to jump into the details of how this all unfolded. And trust me, there's a lot to unpack. We're going to look at how a 17-year-old walked the halls of a hospital pretending to be an anesthesiologist, how he conned his way into running a clinic, and how the law eventually caught up to him. So
this is going to be good.
Buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride. May of 1997, Malachi Love Robinson grew up in West Palm Beach, Florida. His early life remains relatively private, though it is known that he was homeschooled and developed an intense interest in medicine from a young age, maybe because he was diagnosed with lupus at a young age, so he probably spent a lot of time in hospitals or clinics and just around that setting. But this interest would quickly take a dark turn as his fascination with the world of healthcare led him to cross ethical and legal boundaries. At just 17 years old, Malachi pulled off his first notable act of deception in January of 2015. Wearing a white lab coat and a stethoscope, Malachi spent an entire month posing as a doctor at St. Mary's Medical Center, a major hospital in West Palm Beach, Austin. A month. Are you paying attention?
I'm looking up pictures of him. Is this really him?
Yes.
I've seen this meme before. I thought this was 100% joke. No. This is really the kid?
Let me see. Yes.
That's serious.
That's him.
He looks like he's 12.
He does. And he spent a month posing as an anesthesiologist with a white coat and a stethoscope. Like, that's all you need. And people were just letting him walk around the halls and enter these access points. Like, what kind of security do they have at St. Mary's Medical Center? I want to know. I have questions.
This is Catch Me If You Can.
This is Catch Me If You Can. I have a lot of questions, but a major hospital in West Palm Beach, unreal. And we're not talking about like 1985 when maybe security measures were less lax. We're talking about 2015.
That's
barely
nuts.
10 years ago. All right. But remarkably, nobody immediately questioned this 12-year-old looking kid roaming the halls and interacting with patients despite his age. He told hospital staff that he was an anesthesiologist, and incredibly, they believed him. I have so many comments. We have friends who are anesthesiologists, and I can't imagine even trying to act like I know what that job is like. Like, Becky and Ashley, I know you guys are listening to this. I can't even imagine trying to pretend like I do your husband's job, an anesthesiologist.
What's the dude do when he's got to give somebody an epidural?
That's an excellent question.
So is there any cases like that?
No, but It's funny that you mentioned epidural, because it wasn't until a gynecologist noticed that something was off about Malachi that hospital authorities started asking questions. Because I guess this gynecologist was in a room with a patient, and then Malachi just walked in, and the doctor, the OBGYN, is like, "What are you doing here?"
He's like, "Oh, I'm the other doctor."
Yeah, and it's like, no, you're not needed for this kind of thing right here. But anyway, when he was confronted, he claimed that he had shadowed doctors at the hospital before, but denied pretending to be a licensed physician. Despite being escorted from the premises, no formal charges were filed against Malachi, as St. Mary's chose not to pursue legal action. And I have to believe it's because they just were embarrassed, and they would have to admit that they let this kid pretend to be a doctor for 4 weeks, right? And what kind of legal implications that would pose for them, what an embarrassment that would be to that hospital. But this moment could have been a wake-up call for Malachi, a close brush with getting caught that might have ended his schemes, right? But instead, the lack of consequences only emboldened him, leading to a much larger and more dangerous con. By June of 2015, just 6 months after the St. Mary's incident, Malachi upped the ante. This time, he wasn't content just simply wandering the halls of a hospital. He was ready to take his fraudulent career to a whole new level. And this is where his next big scheme involving a drug rehab center began to take shape. After his close call at St. Mary's Medical Center, Malachi Love Robinson decided that impersonating a doctor inside a hospital wasn't enough for him. His ambitions were growing, and by June of 2015, at just 18 years old, Malachi had set his sights on a larger target, New Directions, a drug rehab facility in West Palm Beach. And this time, Malachi wasn't just pretending to be a doctor. He went a step further by falsifying credentials. He created elaborate documents that showed he had earned a PhD in psychology from Arizona State University and was fully licensed to practice as a psychologist. Incredibly, he convinced the facility's staff that he was not only qualified to work there, but that he was 28 years old, which was a full 10 years older than his actual age.
15 years older than he looks.
Yes. For several months, Malachi worked at New Directions, earning him an impressive $70,000 salary while conducting one-on-one therapy sessions with patients suffering from addiction. He was deeply involved in clinical meetings where he discussed treatment plans and patient care, all while having no formal training. His ability to present himself as a knowledgeable and experienced psychologist was convincing enough, apparently, that no one at the facility questioned his background. So during his time at New Directions, Malachi's interactions with patients were not just unethical, they were illegal. He gave advice, he created treatment plans, and performed assessments despite being completely unqualified. Yet because Malachi never prescribed medications, he managed to escape legal consequences again. It wasn't until an anonymous tip was submitted to the Florida Department of Health that Malachi's scheme began to unravel. Investigators started looking into his background, and what they found was shocking. There was no record of Malachi being licensed to practice psychology. And worse yet, this supposed PhD that he claimed to have earned was completely fabricated, probably on the website that you mentioned. But incredibly, despite being caught once again, Malachi walked away without facing serious charges. Because he hadn't administered any medications or performed any medical procedures, there was technically no criminal offense that could be proven. And this was another missed opportunity for the law to stop his fraudulent activities. Now, I have to wonder if he drew the line at actually performing any like procedures or prescribing medications, because he knew that would out him. Because obviously a pharmacist would have to like cross-check, right? The IDs or like license numbers that go with a prescribing doctor. I'm kind of just guessing, but I think that's probably what stopped him.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But rather than taking this as a sign to stop, again, he doubled down. He was emboldened by the fact that he had conned a major facility without consequences, and his next move would be even bolder, because this time he would open up his own medical clinic. So by the end of 2015, Malachi Love Robinson was no longer satisfied with impersonating a psychologist at an established facility. Instead, he decided to take his con to a whole new level by opening his own medical clinic. At just 18 years old, he opened New Birth, New Life Medical Center and Urgent Care.
and urgent care. just you know what? Let's also make it an urgent care center.
But honestly, God forbid somebody show up needing urgent care. I know
this is like a bad situation. In hindsight, though, like if you can't laugh at this in some capacity, like we weren't involved.
We can laugh because nobody got seriously hurt. Okay. Nobody died.
Even better. So I just imagine this kid, because he looks like he's like clearly like 15, 16 years old, to be mm-hmm. honest. Mm-hmm. He's 18. He's doing all this. He's making this, you know, fat salary for a 17, 18-year-old kid especially. Do you talk about him at all outside of this? Does he have a social life? Does he have friends? Is he going home being like, bro, playing PS5, getting on Madden, going, dude, treated 4 patients today. Like, I just like picture like what is going on?
So all I know is that he lived with his grandparents. I guess he was raised by his grandparents. And I actually wondered the same thing. Like, are the grandparents boasting about their grandson who's a physician?
Or do they think he's going to work at Target?
Or do they believe that he is an actual physician opening up a clinic?
Or is he hiding it all from them? And he's like, hey, grandma and grandpa, I'm going to work. I work at Target. And then he's going to his new birth clinic in urgent care.
I don't know.
How did the dude get the money to build out the space?
I don't know. I guess he applied for loans. I don't know how.
What?
I don't know. I don't know. There are so many questions. You're going to have to ask Malachi, but good luck because he's pretty evasive. Catch me if you can. You're never going to catch him. The police couldn't even catch him.
You're never going to catch him.
So he opens up this urgent care clinic, and it's in West Palm Beach, Florida, where he presented himself as a naturopathic doctor.
Dude's not doing it in Union Star, Missouri. He's doing it in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Right. And with the ability to project confidence and authority, he managed to convince unsuspecting patients that he was qualified to treat their ailments. But honestly, like, isn't that kind of just the way it goes? Like, you typically trust your doctor. You trust whoever's coming into the room. You don't know their background. You don't know what they're going home to. Like, you just kind of trust that a doctor's doing what they're supposed to do.
In general, yes. And I think most people would. I don't know. Some people might say I'm a little bit bold. I would probably be like, bro, where did you go to school?
May I speak to your manager?
I mean, when he looks like he looks, I would legitimately call it out.
Yeah.
The Disney Plus Hulu Max bundle. It's the ultimate bundle for an unbelievable price. Plans starting at $16.99 a month. Get it and watch Marvel Television's Ironheart on Disney Plus.
I want to build something iconic.
A new season of The Bear on Hulu.
We can make people happy.
And the epic, a Minecraft movie on Max.
Anything you can imagine is possible.
The Disney Plus Hulu Max bundle. Plans starting at $16.99 a month. All these and more now streaming. Terms apply. Visit DisneyPlusHuluMaxBundle.com for details.
PMS, pregnancy, menopause. Being a woman is a lot. Olly supports you and yours with expert solutions for every age and life stage. They just launched 2 new products exclusively at Walmart. Period Hero combats bloat, mood swings, and more during PMS. And Balance Perimeno to support hormonal balance, mood, and metabolism during perimenopause. Grab yours at Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
4th of July savings are here at the Home Depot, so it's time to get your grilling on. Pick up the Traeger Pro Series 22-pellet grill and smoker, now on special buy for $389, was $549. Smoke a rack of ribs or bake an apple pie, this grill is versatile enough to do it all. This summer, no matter how you like your steaks, your barbecues are guaranteed to be well done. Celebrate 4th of July with fast, free delivery on select grills right now at the Home Depot. Subject to availability.
The most notable victims of Malachi's scam was Anita Morrison, an 86-year-old woman who reached out to him for help. Now, this one actually is serious, and thankfully she is okay, but Anita had been suffering from chronic stomach pain, and in her vulnerable state, she trusted Malachi to treat her. Malachi visited Anita's home, performed this supposed medical examination, and then confidently diagnosed her with arthritis. A diagnosis that, of course, was wildly inaccurate given her symptoms. And what followed was a shocking series of events. So Malachi began prescribing Anita over-the-counter remedies like melatonin and sleep aids, assuring her that these natural treatments would alleviate her pain. And during his visits, he also gained access to Anita's personal information, including her checkbook. Taking advantage of her trust, Malachi began writing fraudulent checks from Anita's account to himself, stealing a staggering $35,000 in the process. Anita's situation took a turn when she realized that not only were her medical treatments ineffective, but her bank account had been drained. She reported the theft to authorities, and this time investigators took a hard look at Malachi's activities. What they uncovered was far worse than what they could have imagined. In addition to his fraudulent activity with Anita, Malachi had been seeing other patients at his so-called medical clinic, and he had registered his practice with the state, complete with a website and online profiles touting all these qualifications. And he had these pictures that were very clearly like stock images of doctors claiming that like these were also doctors that were working in the facility.
Doctors at the same facility.
But they were like stock images from Shutterfly or something, Shutterstock or whatever that like stock image place is. I mean, it's just anyone looking at it would have to be able to see it, but I just don't know how anyone fell for it. But Malachi even performed physical exams on patients claiming to specialize in holistic treatments and alternative medicine. But of course, there was no medical license, just the con artist who had become disturbingly adept at pretending to be a doctor. As more of his fraudulent activities came to light, local news outlets began to report on the bizarre story of a teenager running a medical practice. Despite the overwhelming evidence against him, Malachi continued to insist that he was a legitimate doctor. His confidence, which had helped him deceive so many, only deepened as the media frenzy around the case grew. The authorities, now fully aware of the extent of Malachi's deception, set up a sting operation to catch him in the act. An undercover police officer posing as a patient visited Malachi's clinic for a consult. As expected, Malachi conducted a physical exam on the officer, offering him medical advice and suggesting treatments, actions that he was completely unqualified to perform. And now, with the evidence they needed, the police arrested Malachi shortly after. And I have to play a clip because this clip is of this woman who was interviewing him about all the rumors and gossip surrounding this urgent care clinic. And you just have to listen to it.
Malachi Love Robinson, the teen, marched out of his Florida clinic in handcuffs.
Malachi, they say you've been practicing medicine without a license.
Sitting down with ABC News overnight, released from jail early Wednesday morning on a $21,000 bail after being busted in a sting operation in West Palm Beach, caught allegedly giving a medical exam to an undercover officer.
Were you a doctor of anything? Anything at all?
I do currently hold a PhD. In what I don't feel comfortable disclosing, because that is not the issue here.
But you treat people at your office.
The issue that I face now is accusations.
The 18-year-old indeed facing serious accusations from police. Seven, including grand theft and allegedly practicing medicine without a license. And last month, he proudly showed off his medical center to our affiliate, WPFB.
This is the New Birthing Life Medical Center.
But peel back the tape and the sign on the door has his name and these two crucial letters, MD.
That sign on the door was actually due to be changed. There are many types of degrees out there that hold the title as doctor, whether they are a physicist or an engineer. Just because someone has the title doctor in front of their name does not necessarily imply MD.
Have you had training?
I have. I have shadowed many doctors.
You're saying your training comprises shadowing other doctors, real doctors. That's your training in medicine.
Your training comprises of a lot of things.
But you weren't in med school.
Exactly. So I am not portraying as an MD. I've never said that I've gone to school to be a MD.
But the teen who goes by Dr. Love does advertise an array of treatments on his medical center website, including phototherapy, food and air therapy, and naturopathy.
I have been studying this particular field for a while. May not have been 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, but it has been long enough to, I would say, justify what I do.
Including apparently treating the elderly. In a criminal complaint, an 86-year-old woman said he recently treated her for severe stomach pain, paying him nearly $3,500.
What services did you provide in exchange for that money?
I can tell you this. Accusations are merely accusations. And services, you'd have to define that. Whether she paid for me to just show up, that's up to her.
You're not denying the fact that she paid you $3,500 or so, correct?
No, I am denying that.
Are you a fraud? Because it seems like everything you're saying to me is either evasive or an outright lie.
I don't appreciate your tone. I don't appreciate the way you're portraying this interview to actually be.
And then a moment we didn't expect.
Are you in big trouble? I mean, it seems like you've spoken to a lawyer who's prepared you to talk not only to the media, but the police as well.
I don't know where you're receiving this information from, but it is inaccurate. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut this interview short.
And in fact, he did, walking out the door.
Look, he's been around this stuff long enough to know what he's doing as a doctor.
Yeah,
so I think we need to go easy on Dr. Love.
Tens of doctors.
Tens. He's got hundreds of dollars in his bank account. He's got no student loans left. And he
has a PhD. And you want to know what his PhD is from? It's a PhD in divinity that he got online. Because apparently you can just do that.
So he does have one.
You know, you become like a minister online.
Yeah.
You can apparently get your PhD in divinity from a website. And that's what he did. So that's why he calls himself a doctor.
Oh, my God.
So it's not like a total lie.
I love how casual. I love how casual he says, I do. I do think that I'm qualified because I've done this for quite a while. It's just like self-proclaimed. He's 18 years old. I've been doing this for a few years now. And I've been watching docs.
I've been practicing medicine longer than I've been legally able to drive. So
it's like you got your first job and you got a few paychecks and all of a sudden like you know how to manage finances.
Yeah,
like I've been around the block. Okay,
exactly. It's so Dr. ridiculous.
Love makes it even better. Everything about it is humorous.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. I'm glad that we're doing this episode to kind of take a break from like the super dark true crime because sometimes you got to lighten it up a little bit. But anyway, as the scope of Dr. Love's fraudulent activities became clear, law enforcement knew that they needed something solid, and despite stealing thousands of dollars and pretending to be a licensed doctor, he had managed to evade serious consequences in the past due to a lack of direct proof of wrongdoing. So this time, the authorities were determined to put an end to his schemes for good, and that is when they set up that sting operation, which was really all they needed. With proof that Malachi was practicing medicine without a license, the police then moved in. And shortly after the undercover appointment, Malachi was arrested at his clinic in the white coat and everything. The arrest made headlines across the country, with news outlets seizing on the absurdity of a teenager running a fraudulent medical practice and treating real patients. And what followed was a series of really baffling interviews in which Malachi doubled down on his claims of being a real doctor. One of the most infamous moments came when he sat down with WPBF 25 news reporter Terry Parker. And during that interview, Malachi maintains his innocence, asserting that he had done nothing wrong, and then with a calm demeanor told Parker that he never misrepresented himself and that the charges against him were simply misunderstandings.
He's very confident.
Yeah, it's odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a disconnect from reality for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's as confident as I was at 17, handed over my fake ID at a bar at the Lake of the Ozarks, only he's running a whole medical facility.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The interviews only added to the media frenzy surrounding the case because people were captivated by his audacity. He portrayed himself as a victim, insisting that his arrest was unjust, all while refusing to acknowledge the seriousness of his crimes. So while out on bail following his arrest in Florida, Malachi couldn't resist his old habits. Just months later, he was caught once again trying to scam someone, this time in Virginia. He attempted to purchase a Jaguar with a stolen identity, leading to another arrest, which there was actually reports that he had also stolen money to make a down payment on a Nissan or like some other much more like
reasonable whip.
Yeah, reasonable whip. Thank you. But then he upped the ante and he's like, next I'm going for a Jaguar. But anyway, with this, it became clear that his fraudulent tendencies extended far beyond just pretending to be a doctor. Now, by the time Malachi faced his first court hearing, his list of charges were extensive, including fraud, grand theft, practicing medicine without a license. And as investigators continued to dig, they discovered that his web of deception stretched even further than they initially thought. The case against him was strong, and it was becoming increasingly clear that Malachi's days of playing doctor were over.
It's just another speed bump.
But the incident with the Jaguar in Virginia only added to Dr. Love's mounting legal problems, because back in Florida, investigators were continuing to piece together just how widespread his schemes had become. Beyond his fraudulent medical practice and theft from Anita Morrison, authorities discovered that Malachi had also been stealing from employers. Please pay attention. And engaging in multiple acts of grand theft. One particular notable case involved Malachi stealing nearly $40,000 from a former employee, rerouting company funds to his own personal account. As more details emerged, it became clear that Malachi had left a trail of deceit wherever he went. His ability to manipulate people and systems was unsettling, especially given his young age. Law enforcement officials were now determined to hold him accountable for the full scope of his crimes. By early 2017, Malachi was facing numerous charges related to his fraudulent activities, ranging from grand theft and identity fraud to practicing medicine without a license, and prosecutors were building a pretty strong case, and the weight of the evidence against Malachi was overwhelming. With the possibility of spending years behind bars, Malachi's days of running scams were quickly coming to an end. By the time he faced trial in 2017, the scope of his fraud was undeniable. His list of offenses was very long. So Malachi's legal team entered negotiations with prosecutors, leading to a plea deal in March of 2017. As part of the deal, Malachi pleaded guilty to 5 charges, including grand theft and practicing medicine without a license. In exchange for his plea, the state dropped several of the additional charges that he had been facing, which could have carried a much longer sentence. In a courtroom packed with reporters, Malachi stood before the judge and maintained his calm demeanor, even as he faced the consequences of his actions. The court ultimately sentenced him to 3.5 years in prison, which was a relatively light sentence considering the sheer volume of his crimes that he had committed. However, he was also ordered to repay the money that he had stolen from his victims, including the $35,000 that he had swindled from Anita Morrison and other victims. For Malachi, the sentence marked the end of his fraudulent career as a doctor, but it was clear to many that his manipulative tendencies hadn't fully disappeared. Even as he stood before the court, he never fully admitted the extent of his wrongdoing. In interviews and statements, he often portrayed himself as a victim of circumstance, unwilling to take full responsibility for the harm he had caused. But Malachi's time behind bars wasn't the end of his legal troubles. In December of 2020, after serving part of his sentence, he was arrested once again, this time for stealing more than $10,000 from his employer at a freight shipping company. Using his old tricks,
surprise, surprise,
Malachi rerouted customer payments to his own bank account, further demonstrating that his penchant for fraud had not faded during his time in prison.
I know people like this, homie, will be doing this his whole entire life.
Mm-hmm. But the best part was that he was rerouting all of those funds to an LLC that he had created called National Logistics Division LLC. I just found that to be so funny because it's just like, what kind of business buzzwords can I use to put together an LLC that looks legit?
National logistics.
Yeah. Like, logistics. What does that mean?
Of it's the so money big. Going from the urgent care facility to my checking account.
Yes. Anyway, that was
where it ends, the lightest, most fun episode you've ever had.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you mean that's like crime related? Because yeah. We do Mama Minutes that are fun, yeah. But this is definitely, it felt like a Mama Minute.
Yeah, just, I mean, I thought it was made up. I always saw that meme and I thought that that was a joke.
No, it's not a joke. It's a real person. And now you know the story. So now you can tell all your friends when you see that meme, hey, did you guys know that this is actually a real story?
Now we're going to get off Mama here Mystery. And you can call me Dr. Love. Mama Ooh. Mystery out.
Dr. Daddy.
And I am your co-host, Austin. And I'm here.
Jesus. You are here. Let's redo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Make another smart choice with AutoQuote Explorer to compare rates from multiple car insurance companies all at once. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states and situations. Prices may vary on how you buy.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.